Manuscript Releases, Volume 20. Mr. Number 1500. The Needs of the Southern Field. I have words to speak to our brethren in the Southern Field. All through the South there is a decided work to be done that is not being done. For many years appeals for the South have come before our people, but men in authority have blocked the way. They have piled up difficulties, and have made determined efforts that means should not come to the workers in the South. Means must be called for to sustain the workers in the Southern Field. This is no more than is due to the workers in any field, that they may have opportunity to become laborers together with God. The men who have been entrusted with the flock of God need to make the Lord their dependence. They need to humble themselves before Him. They should labor in unity with their brethren, bearing their responsibilities in the fear of God. I have had many burdens to bear for the Southern Field. I have presented the needs of this field before our men of responsibility, yet the South is neglected. The work that should have been done is not done. More than 10 years ago I was shown that the Lord would open the way before them if our men in responsibility would place themselves where the Lord could use them. The workers are not to depend upon the men at the head of the work to set their burdens for them. They are to look to the Lord for an understanding of their responsibilities. He is to be their life and their eternal dependence. The Lord gave me a message for Brother Washburn, instructing him to take up the work in Memphis. It was a hard battle for Brother Washburn to fight his desire to remain in Nashville. But he obeyed the word of the Lord, and he has reported excellent success in his work in Memphis. I am instructed to say to our people throughout the cities of the South, let everything be done under the direction of the Lord. The work is nearing its close. We are nearer the end than when we first believed. Satan is doing his best to block the way to the progress of the message. He is putting forth efforts to bring about the enactment of a Sunday law, which, if enacted, will result in slavery in the Southern Field and will close the door to the observance of the true Sabbath, which God has given to men to keep holy. The law which He came down from heaven to Mount Sinai to proclaim is to be observed by all who would identify themselves with the people of God. Please read and reread the 4th chapter of Deuteronomy. The whole chapter should be given careful study by those who would be numbered with God's covenant-keeping people. I am very anxious that we shall begin the new year by consecrating our whole being to God. Let every church member offer himself, as a humble offering to the Lord. Parents, bring your children to the Lord. Be determined to seek God with all the heart, and make a full surrender of yourselves to Him. Pray, and believe the promises of God. Seek for the grace of Christ that you may be taught His way and His will. As fathers and mothers, a sacred work is yours to remove every stumbling block from the path of your children. Then the Lord can work. My brethren and sisters, labor for your own souls and for the souls of others, that you may be accounted laborers together with God. When church members are fully decided to be Christian, which means to be Christ-like in all humility, in purity, in honesty, the Lord will manifest Himself by His Holy Spirit. Now is the time to do the work that needs to be done. It is self-esteem that leads men and women away from God and away from the ones who need their help and tender sympathy. The story is told of Garibaldi that at one time he sent out his servants to search for a lamb that was lost. They searched until midnight without success, and then returned to report their failure and to ask permission to give up the search. Then Garibaldi himself took the lantern and went in search of the lamb until he found it. In the morning, when Captain Garibaldi, who was an early riser, did not appear as usual, his servants went to his chamber to inquire the reason. They found their master asleep in his bed, with the lamb in his bosom. A true shepherd will care for the sheep and lambs of his flock. The love of Christ, filling his own heart, will flow through him to them. He will watch and guard them carefully. His tender love for his charge is well represented in a picture I have seen representing the true shepherd. The shepherd is leading the way, while the flock follow closely behind him. Carried in his arms, and enfolded with his robe is a helpless lamb, while its mother walks trusting by his side. The prophet Isaiah says of the work of the true shepherd, "He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom." Isaiah 40 verse 11. The lambs need more than daily food. They look to the shepherd for protection. They need watch care, and are to be as tenderly guarded as the mother guards her child. If one goes astray, it must be faithfully searched for until it is restored to the fold. The figure is a beautiful one, and well represents the faithful, loving service that the under-shepherd of the flock of Christ is to give to those under his protection and care.